88.9 WLRY, live online, WLRY.org. Joining us now, we have a very special guest, John Cooper with Skillet. John, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Great to chat with you.
And it's Winter Jam 2018 going on right now. How are things going so far? It's pretty early in the tour, though, right?
It is, yeah. We have 1 weekend so far, and it was awesome, but it was freezing. Of course, the whole nation was freezing last week.
Right.
So it was painful to see people sitting out there in 5-degree weather for hours. I was like, oh,
yeah,
this is not good for these folks.
That's dedication.
Yeah, you know, they still came out and had a great time. And, you know, I love Winter Jams. Great. It's just a fantastic show. So we had a great time. I'm looking forward to more.
And I know before becoming a rock musician, you were a rock and roll fan, so you probably did your share of going to shows when you were younger as well, right?
You know, funny story, when I was younger, no, I wasn't allowed to. I wasn't allowed to listen to any music with drums, guitars, not even Christian music for years.
Wow.
And, yeah, my parents really believed it was, you know, evil. It was the devil's music.
Okay.
Christian music was wolves in sheep's clothing. And eventually I convinced my parents to let me listen to Christian rock music. And they would pick which ones I could and which ones I couldn't.
Yeah.
That was, you know, pretty harsh. And then in college is when I began to see a lot of bands play, more like, because I was playing my own band at that point, club scene, and
okay,
watching, you know, bands come in and that sort of thing. And I've always been a huge fan of music in general. And rock music just spoke to me. And Christian music really spoke to me growing up once I, you know, got into it.
Well, and you were speaking of the fans. Talk about the Panheads. You got some pretty dedicated fans there.
Oh, yeah, Panheads. Those fans were like, you know, me for Petra when I was a kid, you know. I mean, like, there's something about Christian music that really helps people, and music in general helps people, I believe. But there's like a next level, because you've written something that's maybe, you know, helped someone through a hard time in their life or spoke to them, you know. So that's what the Panheads are like. They come, they used to bring pan, like, you know, frying pans to the shows. And of course, you know, security's gotten a bit more, you know, stringent over the last
right,
you know, 15 years. But they used to bring Bez, you know, to the shows and throw them some. One time somebody said, man, that's a real... One time somebody was wearing one. They were wearing a skillet like a ball cap, and they had it, like, taped around their chin. And somebody said, man, that's a real panhead right there. And that's when we started calling the panheads.
It just stuck. When you get up on stage and you see people singing back your words to you, how does that feel?
That's the coolest part of being on stage. You know, you look out, you see people singing, and maybe there's a time when you don't have to sing the chorus, you know, or whatever, and a word of the song or a part of the song, and the crowd sings it back to you, and you just realize, wow, this music really means something to someone, and it's, you know. You can see it on people's faces. And I think that that's like the coolest thing of being on stage to me.
How do you go about deciding on what songs to put in your live set list? Of course, as you get more albums and more albums, more recorded material, can't play it all. How do you decide which ones to do?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. We do have a lot of records. We have 9 studio records out, and there's a lot to choose from. And you know, in general, you just need to make the fans happy. So if there's, you know, a list of songs that the fans will be mad if you don't play, you've got to play as much of that as you can.
Right.
So, you know, but you want to play new stuff too. You know, part of it is promotion, getting new music out. And we've been fortunate enough, you know, we have a new record out, you know, and it's done well, and it's sprung new fans to the table that might only know the new stuff. So it's a little bit tricky. You want to play some new material, make all the fans happy, and intersperse it. So we're playing a lot of songs for our slot and trying to kind of do the very best show we can.
And Unleashed is the latest record. Any new music that you guys are working on?
Well, we are working on new music now. I hope to release a record this year. We're recording as we're on the road, which I really enjoy. I mean, I get really inspired by the fans and by the bands that we play with and playing the shows. And some of those bands give us notes after the show, where we meet them and they give us tell us a story or they tweet us a story or something. I'd love to find out what the fans are going through. It inspires me to write. So we've been writing on the road, recording demos, and hoping to release a record this year if we can.
Well, you guys put on a great live show. How do you go about designing the live show? Do you have ideas that you talk with certain people about and they make it come to fruition?
I always have ideas for live shows. That's kind of one of my things I really love to do. I love creating those moments or going, what if we did this? You know, what if we had a, you know, pyrotechnics here or something, you know? And then, of course, I do talk to my production manager. How do we make this happen? Is there a cheaper way to make it happen?
Right.
And, but I'm a very big believer in, you know, people need to come to the show and go, oh my gosh, that's the best show I've ever seen, and I've got to come back again. I mean, that's what you want to do. And I mean, that should be your goal as a musician, I would imagine. So I try to do the best I can. We put a lot of money into the show as well, into production, and making sure it's more than just, you know, songs. Try to make it. We got some really big surprises on Winter Jam that people have never seen from Skillet, and, you know, it's been pretty fun and cool to do.
Yeah, and speaking of pyrotechnics, I take it you've got to be pretty careful where you are on stage at any given time.
Oh, yeah, man. Yes, you can get, you know, you can get maimed and worse on a tour like this with all this. Yeah, there's a lot of dangerous things happening. You got to stand where you're supposed to stand and don't go where you're not supposed to go. And I mean, we're safe and we do it professionally,
sure.
But there still is pressure on you as a musician to know where you're at all times.
How much rehearsal goes into getting all that together?
It should be about 2 weeks, but it's not. It's usually like a day. If we had more time and more money, it should be about 2 weeks, I would say, for everybody to really feel super comfortable. But there'll be a lot of stuff that goes into the work beforehand and a lot of planning, and I try to do that as inexpensively as I can.
Again, John Cooper with Skillet joining us, and they are a part of the big Winter Jam lineup, which is coming to Schottenstein Center January 20th. Also with Carrie Jobe, new song, Building 429, KB, Jordan Felice, and many others there at Winter Jam. You can get your tickets at the door at the Schottenstein Center January 20th. It's been a pleasure. John Cooper, thanks for joining us today.
Sure. Great to chat with you. Thank you, brother.